Are listening to Bubbles in the Music Savage Think Tank. A little music right there from Iggy Pop off of the Platinum and Gold Collection. I played you Night Clubbing. New York Dolls up ahead of that with Looking for a Kiss off of Rock and Roll. Personal Jesus from Depeche Mode, keeping with the in-between songs Easter theme that I decided to go with on a whim. And I like it, so I'm going to keep doing it. Little Ghostland Observatory kicking off that set with Your Dance Shoes off of Robotique Majestique. Heavy Heart, name of the track I played for you. It is my first hour. It's gone by. My first hour as a WMFO Medford DJ. I'm having a great time filling in for Belinda for her Bubbles in the Think Tank. Again, my name is Ryan D. And the show you're listening to this evening for Belinda is Bubbles in the Music Savage Think Tank. I'm going to get right back into it with one of my personal favorite local artists, Throwing Muses, off of their track, off of their album, Red Heaven. I'm going to play you a track called Pearl. Really, really beautiful. 5 minutes long off of their 1992 album, Red Heaven. It's just lovely. Kristen Hirsch's voice is spectacular. The guitar in this is great. So sit back and listen to Throwing Muses, Pearl, WMFO, Medford.
You have pearls on your responsibility. message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
For you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please? Bonita Applebaum.
Bonita Applebaum, gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita pleasure. Hey, being with you is a top priority. Ain't no need to question the authority. Chairman of the board, the chief of affections. You got minds to sway in your direction. Hey, you're like a hip hop song, you know. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum. Said you gotta put me on, Bonita Applebum. You gotta put me on, Bonita Applebum. I said you gotta put me on, Bonita Applebum. You gotta put me on, Bonita, Bonita, Bonita. 38, 24, 37. Mm-hmm. You and me, hun, we're a match made in heaven. I like to kiss you where some brothers won't. I like to tell you things some brothers don't. If only you could see through your elaborate eyes. Only you and me, hun, the love never dies. Satisfaction, I have the right tactics. And if you need them, I got crazy prophylactics. So far, I hope you like rap songs. Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita, Bonita, Bonita.
It is the Bubbles in the Music Savage Think Tank Show, 91.5 FM, WFMO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, with yours truly, Ryan D. Just heard a little bit of Tribe Called Quest, a little twofer, if you will, Bonita Applebum, and People's Instinctive Travels, and The Passive Rhythm is the name of the album I played before that, one of my favorite tracks ever of all time, hip-hop or otherwise. Can I Kick It from A Tribe Called Quest? My little tribute to one of my main MCs, one of my favorite hip-hop artists, Fife Dawg, who passed away recently. And it was a big blow to, you know, the music world in general, not just the hip-hop world. He was very talented and far, far, far too young. I'm very happy I got to see Tribe Called Quest live. They were just stellar. Buffalo Tom up ahead of that, some local music. Kitchen Door off of the album Sleepy. I played you Happy Go Lucky Me from the wonderful George Formby off of the album The Very Best of George Formby. Red Heaven is the name of the album I played from you up ahead of that from Throne Muses, great track called Pearl. And that kicked off the set. I'm going to get back into it. I'm feeling the hip-hop groove on Bubbles in the Music Savage Think Tank this evening, so I'm going to keep it going, shall we? Here's some Biz Markie.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in the air, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no I don't, I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to sing. You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, working for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime, cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet, I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. To see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day, I know she was there, the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event, so I came to a room and opened the door. Oh snap, guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Listen to my record, ain't number one sound. the fucker, brother.
Behaving like they ought to good. There lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked round good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap? He said,
I need bullets, hurry up, run. The lowlife brought back this dope machine gun.
He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops got. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers cast. Good night, good night, good night.
Knock 'em out the box. Knock 'em out, bro.
Knock, 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 knock,
This is Ryan D. You are listening to Bubbles in the Music Savage Think Tank. I'm sitting in for the lovely Belinda Rollins as she is away for the evening. You heard something from Hot Chip right there, Over and Over, off of their album The Warning. A little hip hop set before that. Children's Story from Slick Rick off of the Art of Storytelling album. Hey Ladies from Paul's Boutique from the wonderful Beastie Boys. Bismarcky did Just a Friend. I got that off of his Best of album. And that kicked off that set. It is 12:40. I'm having a great time here doing my very first radio shift as a brand new DJ at WMFO in Medford. I'm having a great time. I hope you are too this Saturday evening, early Sunday morning. Gonna get back into it with some brand new music from the wonderful UK musician Beth Orton. She has a brand new album coming out pretty soon. It's in May. It's called Kid Sticks. It's out on Anti Records. And the track I'm going to play for you is the first single off of the forthcoming album. And it's called Moon. New stuff from Beth Orton off of Kid Sticks right here on WMFO Medford, Bubbles in the Music Savage Think Tank.
Feels like on my skin. I wanna know what the moon feels like within. I know what the sun feels like on my skin. I wanna know how the moon gives life within. So for me as you, and there's really not much about that that we can do. I see a light and it bright, keeps me up all night. I see a light and it bright, keeps me up all night. You. And there's really no
Downtown, downtown, downtown.
WMFO Medford, brand new music right there from Operators. They have a brand new debut album. Dan Boniker is the lead singer of that band. You may know him from his other project called Wolf Parade. He's in a new band called Operators. It's great. Their debut record is called Blue Wave, and that will be coming out sometime next month, I believe. Anyway, I played you a track called Cold Light. That was just a perfect John Hughes kind of 80s track. I love it so much. Little cat power up ahead of that, Crossbones style off of the album Moon Picks. More new music from the wonderful M. Ward. Played you a track called Girl from Conejo Valley off of his upcoming album More Rain. The Breeders up ahead of that with Hellbound, keeping with my Easter theme, track from their 1992 album, or is it 91? Actually, no. This is their 1990 album, holy smokes, called Pod. Again, I played you a track called Hellbound, and brand new music from the wonderful Beth Orton. She has a new album coming out in May called Kids Sticks, and I played you the debut single called Moon. Well, this has been fun, ladies and gentlemen. I have really enjoyed my first substitution shift. I will be on the air regularly soon. Times will be shifting. I want to have a nighttime show eventually. I'll be doing my Music Savage show starting on Mondays at 6 o'clock in the morning soon. I don't think it's going to be tomorrow Monday, but probably the following Monday. So look for me there. Follow me on Music Savage. You can find us there. We write about new music, music from everywhere. We do reviews, and we love music, and we want you to love music, and that's what this site is about, and that's what the show is about. I want to thank Belinda for trusting me in covering for her on her wonderful show, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and for allowing me to do my mesh of a show. You know, I meshed my Music Savage and called it Bubbles in the Music Savage Think Tank. My name has been Ryan D. I'll be back. I'll be subbing as much as possible, so you'll hear my voice a lot. I hope you have a great Easter and a great rest of your weekend. I'm going to leave you all before I get back into the Autotron-mation, you know, that DJ that just never, ever, ever quits.